Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. Traffic safety is a primary concern for law enforcement agencies and communities up and down the North Coast, and particularly in the city of Eureka. The focus on improving traffic safety in the county seat is an ongoing battle, and on Tuesday, the City Council voted unanimously to approve two grant proposals that will allow Eureka traffic officers to keep the focus on removing dangerous and impaired drivers from city streets. The two grants total just over $100,000 and will be used for DUI and driver's license checkpoints, DUI saturation patrols, holiday enforcement periods, and overtime pay for traffic officers. It took about 1 year for the city of Arcata to drastically reduce the number of suspected and confirmed illegal marijuana grow houses within city limits. The driving force behind that reduction was the passage of Measure I in the 2012 election, as City Manager Randy Mendoza explains.
In 2011, Arcata did some research with PG&E. We found out we had 630 houses that were in excess of 600% of baseline for energy usage.
Hundreds of residences in Arcata were the target of the tax penalty.
So on top of that, we had a lot of neighborhood complaints about neighborhoods smelling like, basically they're grow houses. And they're taking affordable housing and our residential stock and making them commercial ventures. And it really got out of hand.
Mendoza said that the measure, which passed by a 2-to-1 margin, was specifically designed to address the problems brought on by grow houses.
Who wants to live near a grow house? You know, they get held up at gunpoint. You know, they pop transformers, and you know they're dangerous to be around. And so the people of Arcata and the council really, you know, wanted to do something about that.
By October of 2013, just 96 residences in Arcata were subject to the energy use surcharge, and the city received just over $50,000 in payment. Eureka police are asking for the public's help in regard to a suspected assault between two transient men that sent one man to the hospital with life-threatening injuries on Tuesday. Officers arrived at the location at the foot of Del Norte Street and found the 30-year-old victim, Brandon Sparler, suffering from major injuries. Sparler was unable to assist officers in any way before he was taken to the hospital for treatment of his injuries. Anyone with information about the incident is asked to contact Eureka police. Gary Lee Bullock is scheduled to go on trial on February 5th for the homicide and the torture of Father Eric Fried at the rectory at St. Bernard's Church in Eureka on January 1st. Bullock will also face arson and felony vehicle theft charges at his trial. The arson charge stems from the suspicion that Bullock attempted to start a fire as he was leaving the rectory in order to cover his tracks. The vehicle theft charge stems from the suspicion that Bullock stole Father Fried's car in order to get back to his residence in southern Humboldt. Judge Marilyn Miles presided over the preliminary hearing and determined there is enough evidence to hold Bullock over for trial. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai, Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Today, Governor Jerry Brown issued his annual State of the State address to the legislature. Governor Brown praised the state's budgetary surplus and discussed establishing a rainy day fund in order to keep the state fiscally stable. Additionally, he outlined plans to manage California's water shortage and described the government's efforts to reform education and public safety. Assemblyman Wesley Chesbro released a statement after the governor's address and called it the most optimistic address I've heard from a governor for California's future. Chesbro added, "The most important thing for us right now is to understand that while California's future looks optimistic, we are not completely out of the woods. We should choose wisely what we spend money on." And state lawmakers will consider whether or not to pass a bill authored by Democratic Assemblymember Lorena Gonzalez that would allow hourly workers to accrue paid sick leave. Gonzalez said the sick leave is needed by workers in the service industries who do not get paid if they miss a day of work and must balance their health concerns with whether or not to get paid, putting themselves and customers at risk. The bill would require employers to provide 3 paid sick leave days per year to workers who have been on the job at least 90 days. Similar bills introduced in the past have failed to garner enough support in the legislature. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Stephen Walker.